Welcome to the BMO Randy B Show, an intergenerational conversation about the culture that you created. I am your millennial multi-hyphenate BMO.
And I'm Randy B.
What's up, Randy?
Listen, this is what I want to know.
Go ahead.
Have you found that you have more time? Because, listen, I went to the grocery store today.
Okay.
Normally, it would take me about 30 minutes to do my groceries.
Okay.
Only took me about 15. And do you know why?
Why?
Because I don't have white people constantly coming up to me apologizing for being white. Oh. Now that JD fans told them that they didn't have to apologize for doing it, I am not bombarded. You think about it. Everywhere
Randy.
You go. You'd be at the park.
They apologize.
They apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Like, really think about it. How many times a day did a white person come up to you and apologize for being white? It was almost burdensome, wouldn't you say? You knew they meant well.
Oh, man. Now I can end 2025 with a little peace.
Yes, yes.
Knowing that they know that they don't have to apologize
they don't have
no
to
more.
Do it. Oh. What a joke.
What a joke.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just was wondering. But let's get to some real subjects now.
We have some great things we want to talk to you about you this week. We have a conversation about Nicki Minaj again. We'll talk about Kwanzaa. We'll talk about what we saw in the Dave Chappelle conversation. But first, I want to bring up something to you that I think it might be a little interesting.
Okay.
My man, 21 Savage.
Yes.
21 Savage, who, you know, 21 Savage is a rapper.
I do know. You ain't going to treat me like that. Just like you know Lupe Vedra,
no, okay,
I
right.
know 21 Savage, okay?
You're
okay?
Right. All right. So last week, 21 Savage used X to call for peace between estranged rappers Young Thug and Gunna in a series of posts. 21, whose new album is just so happens to be called What Happened to the Streets. 21 pleaded for the rap duo to do it large with a, hold on, I'm going to say it again. 21 Savage pleaded for the rap world at large to let go of the so-called street codes at the root of Thug and Gunna's supposed tension that includes the snitching, that includes the branding, that includes the drug behavior. 21 Savage says, F them streets, we ain't got shit but trauma from that S. I said a lot of cuss words and then said cuss words anyway. But I'm very curious, Randy B, where do you stand on the F the streets movement?
I love it.
You love it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, someone just said recently that they, and when I say they, the white supremacists in the world, keep us fighting to stay in control. And so they really help perpetuate these big beasts. They have us going against each other. If you're fighting each other, you're not even paying attention to who your real enemy is.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Really?
That's a great perspective. There is a conspiratory, intentional way to keep infighting between black folks.
Yes.
And that part, I think we do need to get rid of. We do need to categorize that, define that, and put it to the side. But when I hear F the streets, for some reason I hear people who have succeeded, who have reached some type of financial or cultural marker, and then now they want to turn their back on the same system that helped create them without even addressing it or even trying to dismantle the system. So when I hear F the streets, what I really hear is like very rampant neutrality. Like I can talk about this story if I'm a rapper. I can talk about the story. I can talk about the trauma. I can use that same trauma to make me rich and enrich my life. But then once I get to a certain place, I can turn my back on that. That feels wrong.
But is he really turning his back on it, or is he a person who's like, now that I know better, I'm going to do better and counsel the people around me to do better?
Well, I would hope.
That's how I see it.
That's how you see it?
Well, yeah.
When I read the tweets, I didn't see, oh, I'm going to go help save the streets. I saw F the streets. It's almost if like we're going to freeze in time the people who are there.
Yeah.
We're going to leave them there.
Okay. I didn't take it that way. But I'm assuming the brother wants to make things better for his people. It's got to get exhausting. And we should reach a point in life. All of us should be at a point in life where we look at stuff that we used to do and be like, you know what, people, don't do what I used to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though we may have made it over it, this ain't the way to do it.
Right.
And if we do it, let's do it better. That's how I see it.
I agree with you, Randy.
But it's on X, so you can't really explain. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
You can't go too far on X, right?
But you're not writing a dissertation, right? You can't, yeah.
I guess we got to listen to the album to see
it. You
got to see the whole situation.
Yeah, right.
I don't want 21 Savage to fall into the same trope that I saw Jay-Z fall into, which is he went from Reasonable Doubt, which he's a crack seller, and he's like pulling up to 52 State, and he's got all of these references to the street, and then the next album, he's a raging capitalist. I would rather 21 Savage, if he's going to say, okay, F the streets, give me the progressive socialist, maybe even communist stand on what F the streets look like that doesn't default back to, we're just going to be capitalists. We're going to just run it up. We're going to put on our Chanel.
Right.
We're going to put on our big logos. Right. And that's how we'll see F the streets. That's all my, that's my only concern.
I see what you're saying. But okay, I mean, since we're talking about rappers.
Talk about
and
it.
Having a message.
Okay.
The world is still talking about the message with your girl, Nicki Minaj, and her messaging, right? I mean, since we're on topic.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yes.
So your girl, I mean, they even have a whole petition.
Hi, y'all. This is Mood Board, the show where we let boredom and life's little accidents shape our tastes, not the algorithm. I'm your host, Candace. I'm a strategist, and I'm obsessed with people and the little things that make us who we are. Today's episode starts in the DC office of Google. I moderated a panel on a creative project I did many years ago, and I invited my friends at the last minute, and one of my friends came, and then afterwards she was like, why did you wait so long to tell us about this event? And I told her something like, I didn't tell you about this thing because, you know, if I invite you to my things, then I'll have to come to your things, and I can't promise that I'll always want to come to your things. And in retrospect, that is some asshole shit to say. That's wild as hell. But my friend, being as thoughtful as she is, she just goes, I think that's interesting. And it wasn't those like shady, I think that's interesting, like interesting. It was like a genuine like curiosity, like, oh, word. And what I appreciate about the softness and the grace of that moment is that it led me to ask the question of myself, why don't I want to show up for others? And why don't I want others to show up for me?
And we're back. Another episode of the Re-Up Podcast.
The Re-Up! What's up, man?
Man, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. You know, sunny day, Washington, D.C., yeah, Union Market.
Beautiful day, brother. Beautiful day. You know what's absolutely wild?
What?
We part of New Balance family, man.
Yeah, man, it's made in America. You know, it's an honor. It's a pleasure, really. So it's a big staple for DC, as we know, the DMV, really. You know, we were talking about earlier, just to be included, to be a part of that DMV aspect of these shoes, and you know, the footprint that they've put on the city is really important.
Right, and what better way to announce how we have been making strides in this area than to support the slow bounce version of these New Balance. Do you see these jumps? Do you see these? What's more DMV than New Balance, my man? Mumbo sauce?
Mumbo sauce.
Slow bounce, of course. Little go-go.
Yeah, go-go, of course.
But if you was at the go-go and you spilled mumbo sauce onto your New Balance, that's like superpowers, right? You get to levitate with Frederick Douglass. Am I right?
Oh, man. Chocolate City.
Gotta love it. Shout out to New Balance. We appreciate y'all. Yeah, keep us on the list, man. We definitely need the next jumps, okay? We got the, what's this, Cherry Blossom Pink, and what I'm going to say is Banneker Blue. That's what we'll say.
The Potomac Blues.
Yeah, Potomac Blues.
Oh, man. No, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, appreciate New Balance. Until next time, I'm BMO.
It's Re-Up Alex.
This is the Re-Up.
Yeah, truth is, it's deeper than the tone of my skin. Truth is, it's all about the knowledge within. Truth is, it's time to show the world where we been. The truth is, the blacker that we are, we gon' win. Hold truth up. It's all about the melanin soul. Truth is, the black is more gifted than gold. Truth is,
They try to downplay what we did.
The truth is,
see, I love being black to the end. They say blacker the berry than the real of the juice. I'm feeling like Alex Haley way. I'm true to my roots and what I'm saying to my people, dog. I'm speaking the truth. I know this black and everything. You see, the history's proof. This that Marcus Garvey, Sojourn the Truth. This that Huey Newton, Black Panther salute. This the one for my people. Yeah, we do it for you. You see, I'm breaking out the chains. I gotta speak to the youth. Hold
love
up.
Yourself, cause you black. Love yourself. Love yourself.
Cause you black.
Love yourself.
Love
yourself.
Cause you black.
Love yourself.
Cause you black.
Love yourself.
Cause you black.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
Truth is,
it's deeper than the tone of my skin.
Truth is,
it's all about the knowledge within.
Truth is,
it's time to show the world where we been.
The truth is,
the black and that we are, we gon' win.
Hold truth up. Is,
it's all about the melanin soul.
Truth is,
the black is more gifted than gold.
Truth is,
they try to downplay what we did.
The truth is,
see, I love being black to the end. Hold
love
up.
Yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself.
People gone people, like people.
What's that mean?
It's like a reminder that like we're just having this human experience. And I feel like the way that I most easily navigate it is by looking at everybody like characters in a movie. And our movies just like cross paths. And
right.
I'm in your storyline for the day.
Yeah.
We're having this moment. It's dope.
Yeah.
You know?
I dig that.
It could, the plot could thicken more. This relationship could expand.
Could.
You know, or it could not.
Could not.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We're just having an experience.
It's true. People go people.
Yeah, and then when people start glitching or do weird things or have behavior issues that we all experience and find unsavory, it's really like looking at it like a director and like I'm observing it bird's eye view. And it's like, look at this person.
So, welcome to Ask a DC Native. I am here with Rose Jaffe, local DC native, muralist, interdisciplinary artist. That word was about to make me fall down like three flights of stairs. And you are committed to preserving community activism, art. What else? I mean, you're pretty much like all over the place in terms of like all your awesomeness, actually. Like, you have 40 murals in this city.
It's like, a lot. I've been painting.
Okay. Well, first, let's just start with the first question, which is, what makes a DC native? Who qualifies? What are your thoughts?
You know, I would say I don't feel super strongly about this question.
Okay.
Yeah, I am not out here like, you know, I do think, you know, I was born at the Columbia Hospital for Women.
Okay.
And I, you know, grew up, I was kind of raised Capitol Hill for a little bit, and then I moved more to Northwest. I feel like if you're, you know, technically if you're born in D.C., but I think more of it is like, what is your relationship to the city? I think people that move here, they live here, they're dedicating their time, their passion, their work, they're building community. You know, if you're here for more than 10 years,
you count it.
I feel like, I don't know if that's a DC native, but I feel like, I don't know, it's definitely home at a certain point.
I will give
maybe
you...
I'm getting it too little too broad.
No. I think it's a valid point because I've heard, I have the terms. The terms are like DC native and then Washingtonian.
Okay.
And then like transplant.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So where people fit into that category sort of kind of changes. So like someone who's been here 10 years, Washingtonian.
Yep.
Wouldn't put them in maybe like a native bucket.
Totally. That's fair. That makes sense.
I don't think that I would. I don't know what would have to happen in order for them to inch out of transplants.
Right.
I think it's the level of commitment and home that you're talking about.
Yep.
But they're definitely not going in the native bucket for me.
Yeah,
but
fair.
For you.
Fair. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think that, you know, you're born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Then you're that would qualify native. As a native.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. I will move on to the next thing, which brings us to this adorable image of you.
Little baby old me.
Little Rose. This is, first of all, let's get into the fit. I love, and it kind of looks like, what's the artist's name? Max Herring?
Is Keith Herring.
Keith Herring. It's kind of giving Keith Herring vibes, which I think is very interesting because your art is a little bit similar to that. Like, you could tell that your art comes from, like, that lineage. Yeah. So
Keith Herring is actually a huge inspiration of mine. Okay. So maybe I am wearing Keith Herring, and there was some subconscious inspiration from a young age. Yeah.
And the long hair.
Yep.
And the finger painting, okay? Yep. We're getting very primal with it. Yep. Like, you're in the paint.
Yep.
It's on your fingers. Talk to me about elementary school for you here. Who was your art teacher? Do you remember?
I absolutely remember my art teacher. My art teacher was Miss McLaughlin.
Okay.
She was totally amazing. And really cool story about her is that my very first big mural project through DGS, the Department of General Service, my big, like, big girl pants, like, big commission from D.C., was at Lafayette Elementary School, where I went.
Oh, wow.
And Miss McLaughlin was still the art teacher there.
Oh,
from
wow.
When I was there. So I went into her class and, like, worked with the students, and we kind of came up with some ideas for the mural. And so it was this, like, amazing full circle moment. And I ended up calling the mural Full Circle because of Miss McLaughlin and, like, this connection that I had with her, really, I think, planting the seeds of me loving art.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, I think she's, you know, she's laid that ground for so many young artists, but to be able to work with her again was...
It's time for new blueprints.
How come they can fix this? How come they're not bound to the trauma that was before? How come they're not building old buildings? Wait a minute.
Why are they free?
We are new fucking blueprints, page 2.
We don't need to escape from any place. We are free human beings. We do not need people to come govern us. This new plan is great.
It's going to be our shame, you know what I mean? That we don't sit together and create people who invest with thought and consideration and care to solve the world's problems. If we can do all these things that we do digitally, technologically, economically, we can feed people, we can educate people because we have wealth, we have intellect, we have the ability to develop and design and create whatever we want to. The question is, do we want to?
There is a space that exists beyond what they think of us. In these rooms, we get to decide who we are to each other. The new Blueprint Parlor is the table where new culture is created beyond the bounds of marginalization, ignorance, and even nostalgia. This recording is a brief recap of those conversations happening around that table. Audio glimpses of an evolved culture. Minutes from a revolutionary meeting, drafting of new blueprints. Welcome to the Blue Notes.